So they knew where the boy was. Next day, they made plans to come pick him up. We've had them all kind here. I've had them. People have been in the penitentiary, need to be rehabilitated. People be in jail. And we try to talk to them and show them what they should do in order to get back on this rehabilitation. And we've done a lot of them good.
That's very nice of you to do that.
We love to do it. We just love people. And of course, in my way, I don't cooperate too much in this town, or never have, with the big business people. I've been more or less one of my own. I like them. But as far as meeting together and saying, well, we're going to do this, if it is right or wrong, I'm going to do it. I can't be like that, you see. I would never be in a political organization where we say, well, we're going to vote like this. If I don't think the man for the office, I don't vote for him. And I'm not going to obligate to say I am. But if I'm for him, I go all the way. And they don't give me too much backing because Chamber of Commerce, we do all the business we want, all we need in our condition. But if I wanted to go up and beg them and say, well, I've got what other people don't have, or if I'd go out and put a big sign in red lights, I could do a lot bigger business. And people are jealous. Business people are jealous. They don't cooperate with one another. They cut one another's throat. I've had all that experience. I used to belong to the Business Association Chamber of Commerce, and I'd try to tell the men. Now, they said, well, you're in competition with me. Well, let's go in and get this thing by carload lot. You sell it for whatever you want, but we can get it cheaper. Give the people, if you buy right, you can sell right, and give the people the benefit. I say 60% of our money is spent outside of this city because of the greed that some of the business people have. They're not Christian. Some of them are. Some of them are good men. But the Lord taking care of them, they're the one that's making it, getting their share. But it's too much greed in the political world all the way down from the top. If they do it according to the laws of God, we wouldn't have any problems. But everybody's got this greed. They want something for nothing. And you can't get something for nothing and have it honest. Got to be honest. I wish I had my life to live over again and knew what I know now. It'd be a different life. I just more or less an old poor boy that knows what to do.
I was asking about the things you had in the house. Did you have rooms in the house where you put clothes?
Yeah, we had room, but we had a wooden floor. We scrubbed the floors. We never had no rugs. A little later on in life, and we got a little grown and got maybe what you call in a little bit upper class. We'd buy a little rug, and Mama would, 9 by 12 rug, put on the floor. Back in our early young days, most of the floors, we scrubbed them. We brushed the rocks and soap. Kept them clean. They were clean, too. Maybe stick a splinter in your foot once in a while going barefooted. Now they go barefooted because it's a style, but then we went barefooted because we didn't have any shoes to wear. I never forget going to school barefooted back 40 years ago because we didn't have any shoes. And what we did have, we'd save them till winter. We'd go winter, we'd